In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. Lake Michigan College has signed and finalized its agreement with Rio Salado College to offer more classes to LMC students via distance learning. Rio Salado President Kate Smith was in Benton Harbor Friday to seal the deal. LMC President Trevor Kubanski tells us the partnership started to come together about 3 years ago when he met Smith at a conference.
It was a long process, but because of her vision and I think the ability for us to be bold, we now can bring curriculum to Southwest Michigan that we would be unable to any other way.
Smith says online distance learning is Rio Salado's specialty.
Rio Salado College was founded in 1978 to be a college without walls, so to be a non-traditional provider of higher education to increase access to underserved students. And so that's kind of our heart.
LMC students who take online courses via Rio Salado will earn LMC credits that will count towards their degree at LMC. Kubanski says they say they're taking LMC courses powered by Rio Salado. Rio Salado College will provide LMC courses that include American Sign Language, French, insurance, and a variety of IT courses. Kubanski says they'll be fully available this fall. The fire at a Ukrainian nuclear power plant is out, and there was no leak after the Russian military hit the plant on Thursday. Cook Nuclear Power Plant Chief Nuclear Officer Joel Gebbie tells us the entire industry watched the developments when initial reports of the incident came out.
We get information from the International Atomic Energy Agency. We've received information from the World Association of Nuclear Operators and some other sources. There's really no damage whatsoever to the power plants themselves.
A Russian projectile hit the plant in southeastern Ukraine, setting fire to a training and administrative building. The Russian government Friday denied its forces intentionally shelled the plant. Gebbie says that would not be a good idea.
It would be crazy to go and do that. To try to attack a nuclear power plant is unconscionable, of course. Yeah, the plants are very safe, but you just never want to try to damage a nuclear facility. That could harm both Russia and Ukraine.
Gebbie says the Ukrainian plant that was hit is much different than Chernobyl. He says the Russians adopted better designs for the plants after the 1986 disaster. There's a wall of steel-reinforced concrete several feet thick between the inner reactor and the outside.
They waited for days and days and days, have shelled that building, then maybe they could have reached it, but it would have been very difficult for them to do that.
Gebbie says the Ukrainian plant is the largest nuclear plant in Europe. It has 6 reactors, compared to the Cook plant's 2. Gebbie says it's good that the Russians allowed firefighters to extinguish the fire at the plant and for the staff to maintain its operations. The Russians still occupy the plant. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.